Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Said Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, you can read her in the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com every day. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
I'm Mary Kay.
Good, good, good. Hey, so let's talk about what's going on now. So just basically explain for everybody the difference between OTAs and what happens this week.
Well, for starters, and the most important thing to note about the minicamp this week is that it is mandatory. So this is the full squad out there really for the first time. Because as you guys know, in OTAs, they didn't have to be here. So Myles Garrett wasn't here. Joel Bitonio wasn't here. Nick Chubb, David Njoku, those guys weren't here. So this is really the first genuine look at the full squad all together. Just getting out here, getting started right now. You see, Myles Garrett is here. You know, all those guys that we're missing are now here, and of course they have to be. So, you know, it's just a different vibe when you have all of your Pro Bowlers here.
Mary Kay, John Greco was with us last week, and John said something that I thought was great about the voluntary stuff. He said he was always jealous of the guys who didn't go. He said, because I wasn't good enough to not go. He said I needed to be there. And, you know, job security, get better, everything else. And I appreciated that comment. But here everybody shows up. Certainly no hard feelings for guys who didn't show up before. What happens this week? What gets laid out to as you head into training camp?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of write a column the other day saying that, you know, the Browns really were not miffed or irked that these guys weren't here. They know how to prepare their bodies. I mean, you don't see guys box jump 57 inches or squat 675 pounds the way Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb can do. You don't see that sort of thing. These guys know how to get themselves ready for Pro Bowl seasons. And, you know, they've paid their dues. And it was voluntary. And you have to honor and respect that. You really do. And J.C. Treader really advocated these guys taking care of themselves, taking care of their bodies, reducing injuries. So the Browns respect the fact that they didn't come, but it also gave some of the younger guys an opportunity to get more reps and, you know, to get out there and kind of show a little bit what they could do. But, you know, this week, the stakes are higher. Everything's ramped up. They're installing schemes. We're going to see a lot more things. I mean, we're going to see, how they rotate on defense. We're going to see Za'Darius Smith and Myles Garrett out there for the first time. How are they going to rotate those defensive ends, those edge rushers? How are they going to use their cornerbacks? So lots of things to look at. How does Deshaun look? You know, DeAndre Hopkins is not here, but how does he look with the rest of the guys? I mean, he's not signed by the Browns yet, and he might not be, but – you know, so how does the rest of the receiving corps look with Deshaun?
Boy, you made me think we were getting him there for a second. I was like, oh, did I miss something this morning? Where do you think, where are we on that? What do you think?
You know, it's still in a little bit of a holding pattern. Nothing much has changed. I initially wrote that it was, you know, pretty unlikely, probably from a financial standpoint. And I think the only way that it does happen is if the money gets right in a hurry. And if his market sort of drops out on him a little bit, which could happen. I mean, teams at this point don't have a ton of extra dollars laying around. So if his financials drop out, then, you know, then maybe they will go ahead and sign him. And we know that Deshaun Watson really wants him. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, why not bring him on board and give Deshaun something that he really, really would like to have?
Do we read into it? Should we read into it? Like when Jerry Jones says they're unlikely to pursue DeAndre Hopkins, like are you reading into these other teams that are kind of shying away from him?
Well, what it means is, you know, the market for him starts to shrink. And when the market starts to shrink, the money goes down. If he's in great demand, the price skyrockets. That's one of the reasons why, like Odell Beckham Jr., for instance, didn't end up with the Jets, because the Ravens offered him $15 million with the chance to make $18 million. Well, once that happens, that's where he's going. And if you're not willing to meet that price, then, you know, you're not in the sweepstakes anymore. And so I think what's happening right now is he needs to develop a market for himself. He needs to get some teams in a bidding war. You know, sometimes teams, when they have a mini camp, can, you know, end up with some key injuries. Not saying that's going to happen here, but I mean, just around the league, when the teams start to have their mini camps, you might find a team or two that is a little bit more willing to shell out the big bucks for a player like that.
I think there's going to be a market for him, Mary Kay. Maybe now is not the time, though. If you were Hopkins, would you want to be on a team now, or would you want to kind of roll the dice, wait till training camp, maybe even wait into the preseason?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think you would want to wait that long if you could avoid it. But if the money were there right now, then certainly you would be willing to sign right now. That's the whole key. When you get to this point in your career, you're going where the money is going to be. Even though they say there are so many other things involved and it's not always about the money, all things being equal, you're going to take the larger salary if, you know, when you can get it. They only have so many years to make this kind of money. So, you know, if there are two teams and, you know, one has a quarterback and a defense and all the other things that he wants, and the other one's offering him $5 million a year, he's probably going to take the $5 million a year.
Mary Kay, one of the other stories that's a little prevalent this morning was Greg Newsom had his car taken in an armed robbery at 3:30 in the morning on Monday. You know, Jeff and I, first of all, were like, okay, as long as Greg's okay, it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what kind of car it is. It's just a car, but man, it's a really, really bad look for our city when stuff like this is happening. And now it's happened multiple times with the stolen cars. Just your thoughts on that, your thoughts on the stories and player safety in general.
Yeah, well, I actually requested those guys today, Dimitri Felton and Greg Newsom, to see if they would be willing to talk about it. I'm told that they are not going to talk about it, that they don't want to talk about it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know that we're going to hear from them. But, you know, the story still needs to be pursued. We'll have to see what, you know, Kevin Stefanski says about it and see if the Browns have any kind of a statement about it. So, it's an important story for sure, because those guys are really, really rattled. The good thing about it right now is the fact that, you know, this is a 3-day mini camp and then it's over. And then, you know, then these guys have 6 weeks off. So this is not like they're getting ready for the playoffs or a big game or something like that.
True.
This is, this is 3 days of a mini camp and then, you know, go on your merry way for 6 weeks and figure things out. So, I think they'll have plenty of time to recover from it. But certainly, you know, it's under investigation by Cleveland police and they need to figure out what's going on. And because it's involving Browns players, I'm sure there will be a sense of urgency on it.
Mary Kay, Jim Schwartz's presence so far on the defense has struck you which way?
Oh, profound impact. I mean, just a profound impact. He's out there in the middle of everything. He's, you know, down on, got a hand down in drills at times. I mean, like, he's just, you know, he's just right in the thick of it. And, you know, you hear his booming voice out there. He's setting the tone. He's yelling at times, which I think is really good. I mean, this defense kind of needed sort of a boot camp type of vibe to it. And he's bringing that. And, you know, when somebody has won a Super Bowl and has been a coordinator for 14 years and then also a head coach on top of that, you know, they're going to listen, and they are listening to him. And I think he's going to whip this defense into shape in no time.
Mary Kay, I mean, is there a – I don't want to say is there a vibe. It's too early to kind of ask that. But, I mean, knowing what minicamp was like and just kind of the attitude, I know it's, you know, we're in the middle of offseason – But, like, what's your feeling? What's your vibe? I mean, you add Schwartz, you add some new players to the mix. Like, it feels really good right now, but I do know it's super early.
Well, it looks like a really good roster, and I've said this before. It's the best roster that I've, you know, that I've covered because now they have the quarterback to go along with everything else. So it's a really good roster. It's a deep roster. But that doesn't mean anything. You have to get it out on the grass and make it work out there. You've got to have the right schemes. You've got to be calling the right plays. And furthermore, you've got to be able to beat the really, really good teams in your division. And that's so vitally important. You're going to be going up against, you know, Lamar Jackson, who now has Odell Beckham Jr. And, you know, he's got Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman coming back healthy. And, you know, Mark Andrews. I mean, that's a tough, tough offense. We all know what the Bengals are about these days. Steelers are always tough. So everybody improved. Everybody in the division improved. And, you know, you're in the middle of this renaissance period of quarterbacks in the AFC, and it's just going to be really hard because no matter what you do, you still have to get past Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and now Aaron Rodgers. So it's not getting any easier, but they have a team that should be very competitive.
Mary Kay, with that in mind, I thought Kevin Stefanski did a real nice job at times when Baker Mayfield was the quarterback here, putting Baker in a great position to succeed. And maybe when it didn't, maybe that was on Baker. I don't know if it was on Kevin, but it didn't work all the time, but at times it looked really good. I thought he did a great job of putting together an offense that would allow Jacoby Brissett to play really good football. And I can't wait to see what it looks like with Deshaun Watson as the guy from day one participating in everything and not having to take a hiatus and the offense having to cater to another quarterback skill set. What do you expect this to look like, and do you expect it to be as successful as everybody hopes it will be?
Well, you know, I kind of do because they really upgraded the receiving core. And I think that will help tremendously. I actually do think it would help if they signed DeAndre Hopkins, because then you're giving Deshaun something that he doesn't have here, and that's a receiver. He does have a tight end that he's played with and has chemistry with, but he doesn't have a wide receiver that he has that natural bond and chemistry with. He's developing it with Elijah Moore and others, and he was developing it last year with Amari. But, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is someone who he has sent to the Pro Bowl three times when they were together, and he's thrown 25 touchdown passes to him. So, you know, I just think that will really help out a lot. Certainly, they're going to be more explosive. We've already been told that they're going for that. We've seen it here in practice. We've seen it out on the grass already with him throwing touchdown passes to Marquise Goodwin last week in OTAs. As I mentioned, he's got some really nice chemistry going already with Elijah Moore. We haven't really seen Amari practice yet. So I'm anxious to see over these next 3 days how much Amari is going to do because he's coming off the core muscle surgery. And you know, he might need to take it easy a little bit.
Mary Kay, the million-dollar question for Amari is going to be if he believes in aliens and life beyond our planet after his trip to NASA last week. Those guys were totally fascinated by that. Like, the number one question for the guys that went over to NASA last week was they were asking about, you know, extraterrestrial life and stuff. It was unbelievable. And Josh Dobbs is like, I can't get over it. I mean, that guy's Mensa. He's so smart. So smart.
Yeah, he really, really is. He's a great guy to talk to and to deal with. Some really, really cool, interesting guys on this team. Those are two of them that you just mentioned, Amari and Josh Dobbs. And I'm sure they had a wonderful time. And maybe they did see some aliens while they were there. So we'll have to see if we can get that story out of them.
Can they catch passes?
We'll see.
Mary Kay.
You know, it's worth a try.
Thank you. We love talking to you every week and appreciate your perspective on stuff. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.